From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces launched an offensive Sunday to gain control of the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital for the Islamic State group. A U.S. envoy, Brett McGurk, says the offensive is receiving American air support.
Today you may have seen the initial phase of operations to liberate Raqqa have begun. This will happen in phases. It'll happen in very close consultations with our partners on the ground, the Syrian Democratic Forces, and also with our allies in the region, particularly Turkey.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Sunday the coalition will continue to do what it can to enable local forces to defeat the Islamic State group. Iraqi troops inside the city of Mosul slowed their advance Sunday on the city's eastern front. Islamic State militants have taken over neighborhoods in that area, and troops are trying to protect civilians from being harmed in battle. A spokesman for Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party announced Sunday that it is withdrawing from parliament after the unprecedented arrests of 9 of its lawmakers, including the party's 2 co-leaders. In a televised speech, Turkey's prime minister called on the party to return from the mistake before it's too late. But Turkey has drawn international condemnation following the arrests, which brings into question the state of democracy in Turkey. An American citizen being held in Yemen has been released and taken to Oman. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the news of the release of Waleed Yusuf Pitts Luckman, recognizing it as a positive gesture by the Houthi rebels. Luckman's wife said her husband had been in Yemen teaching and was detained in April of 2015. This is VOA News.